appreciate it.
Ay, ay, ay.
Well, the tale in the sugya of Kof Zalka and Zalkok, the Gemara says, Verminu, Mitzvasa, Kishin Chamash, the Chagam Arashok. Myla Dilit, the Kof Zalka, the Madlik, Loy Dilayad, the Madlik, Yinam Lishira. So the Gemara first thought, what does it mean, Mishin Chamash, the Chagam Arashok, it means, and during that time, to suppose I have to really light it. There's no, it's coming to tell me, Nilad Madlik, that it still is Manad Baka. Yeshloden, is it Zman Chathil, it's only B'dievet. There's also Gemara, Nilad Madlik, sounds like B'dievet, Nilad Madlik. Avadal Chathil, he's supposed to light right away. If the Gemara, the way the Gemara is coming off, it's not right from Lashon HaGemara. Because we're saying that Lafuke, that you don't have to relight it. That's saying, Dile Adag Madlik, meaning you're able to light it. That's the Gemara means. Dile Adag Madlik, it's Vos Mishdishka, Ashtichle, what does it mean, Dile Adag Madlik? So you know, Losh is Mashmid Yeved, but it's not Mukhal, because all the Gemara could be saying is, what the Gemara is saying, is that it doesn't mean that it has to burn this whole time, and if it cuffs the Zakakla, it just means that if you didn't light it, you could light it, but Lav Dafka, is saying it's Losh Mashmid Yeved. L'chaira, from the Rajba, it's Mukhach, that it's L'chadchila. Because the Rajba says that Gemara says Dila Adlik Madlik, says the Rajba that it doesn't mean that if you didn't light it by then you can't light it at all. The Rajba says, quotes the Mishnah Megillah, whoever the mitzvah is Belaila, and it's also called Laila, Kosh Belaila. So Bad B'dieved, if you weren't Madlik it until Tichler Regem Ashok, you have the whole night to light. So Lefi the Rajba, Al Karchach, when it says, Lilay Adag Madlik, it means, Lachatchila. Because if it's B'dieved, then it's B'dieved Kol Laila. So what does it mean, Lilay Adag Madlik? Mishetichacham Ad Shetichler Regem Ashok. So what does it mean, Ad Shetichler Regem Ashok? Lilay Adag Madlik, it has to mean Lachatchila. Because if it's B'dieved, it's Kosher Kol Laila. And the Rambam, though, it's Mavur, that it's B'dievet. As Rambam says, Rambam is very clear, Pagdal, Lochahei. Rambam says very clearly, Eim adligin eres chanakam shnishka chama, el imshki yasa, v'leim achrin, v'leim akdimin, v'leim achrin, v'leim akdimin. Rambam says, when is the man adlaka? Peshkiya. Shokach or hizid by hidlik, mishkiyas acham and madlik v'haylach ashtik regel menashok. I'm just shokach or hizid, forgot, or even if you're amazed, but the abed you collide ashtik regel menashok is before in the Rambam that it's a din with the abed that you allow to light ashtik regel menashok, and past that, Rambam says you can't light. But the din is shkiyas acham. Now, okay. So we jumped to Asher Tichle. So question, first of all, we ask ourselves, what is Shkiyas Chama? What does Shkiyas Chama mean? So here, there's three shittas. But before that, we have to mark them that the shita, you know, what is Shkiyas? What is Shkia? What is Seis? Just a few minutes wrapping Marech. The sheet of the Gainim, if the Gain is Marech and Reish Hamach Beis, the sheet of the Gainim is that Shkia is sunset, our sunset. And when the Gemara says that the Zman of Banish Mashes is Gimel Reva Mil, 3/4 of a mil, so if mil is 18 minutes, then it's 13 and a half minutes, that means after that is 6. It means the Filigayin, Shkia is when Banish Mashes starts. Our Shkia, what we call Shkia, sunset. And it goes, Banish Mashes goes for 13 and a half minutes, and then it's says a chav. The sheet of Ben Tam, which is Ben Tam, Ben Tam Alam and Hay, and there's also Ben Tam Sochem, Dav Tzadi Dalid, what's Tzadi Hay, remember? Ben Tam sheet is, he's working, he has a problem with two Gemaras. It's a problem to Gemaras. Because the Sugya Dim Sachem discusses that from Shki until Tzeisach Chavim is Dalad Mil. From Alois until Net, Alois HaShachar until Netzachama is Dalad Mil. And from Shkia until Tzeisach Chavim is also the Hill of Dalad Mil. So again, for argument's sake, assuming that a Mil is 18 minutes, which some hold is only 2.5 minutes, but so, you know, for argument's sake, assuming that mil, the hiluch mil is 18 minutes, so that's where the thing of 72 minutes comes from. So 72 minutes before Netzachama is Aleis HaShachar, after mil gabay tanesim, until when you're allowed to eat, etc. And then, but the same thing from Shki until Tzeis is also 72 minutes, that's where the famous Shita Beretam, that Shabbos doesn't go out until 72 minutes, that's what Tzeis HaChavim is. So that's the Gemara Masach. So Ben Tam has a problem that how does that stem with the Gemara that says that it's Gimel Reva Mil? How does that stem with the Gemara that says that Ben Shmashes from Shki until Tzeis is Gimel Reva Mil? 3/4 of a mil. Here it's saying that Dalad Mil from Shki until Tzeis. Okay, a little difference here. The Reuven, the Maskin, the Ben Mishmash, the Reuven, Tilsa Rivi Mil, 3/4 of a mil. V'alchamer Reuven, the Gufe, 4 mil. This is the Reuven himself. Zokir Ben Tam, Yeshloim, the Hachikamer, Metchilas Shkia, the Hainu Mishashim Maschelas, Hachamel, the Konis by Verkia, Adalaila, the Dal Mil. Wasn't coming, Mr. Shkia. This is Ben Tam Mechadish, and there's two Shkiyas. He calls it Chil Shkiyah and Saif Shkiyah. Some call it Shkiyah Rishonik Shkiyah Shkiniyah. Whatever it is, it's two Shkiyahs. There's a Shkiyah what we call sunset, and there's a Shkiyah 58 and a half minutes later, which is either Saif Shkiyah or Shkiyah Shkiniyah. And that's what Ben Tam says, from there until Tzeisach Chavim is. From there until Tzeis HaChavim is Gimel Reva Mil. So that's why Kunir Ben Tam, those that take a Ben Tam seriously, will tell you they can be Mechal Shabbos, or not be Mechal Shabbos, you can do Melacha until 58 and a half minutes after Shkia, and you can daven Mincha until 58 and a half minutes after Shkia. Then Satmer, they'll daven Mincha until 58 and a half minutes after Shkia. Because that's still Yayim. Tchilashkir, Shni Rishaina, it's still Yayin. Still Yayin. Banish Mashes first starts Bashkir Shni or Saif Shkir, which is 15 and a half minutes after what we call Shkir. Now, so our Gemara says, Mishatishka Chama. So what does that mean, Mishatishka Chama? What does it mean, Mishtesh Kacham? So, as Vav here says, Pirish, Hainir Kisef Hashkir, the Hainu Benish Mosh is Kamar. Doch Imashma, Hailish, like the Pirish Benetam. Oh, before, I just wanted to mention, the Fi the Gainim, so what did the Gainim do with Benetam's Kasha? Benetam says, the Gemara says that from Shki until Tzeis is 72 minutes, Dalad Mil. So according to the Gainim, Shkiyas, our Shkiyah, 39 minutes later, it says, where does the Al Mil come from? So that the Gain says, the Vilna Gain says, that it means Yitzias Kolakachav. There's different size stars. Gemara later talks about, you know, Kachav Beinim, Kachav Gedolim, Kachav Ketanim. So the Kachav Ketanim, you're not going to see until, you know, all the Kachavim will come out by 72, but that doesn't really make a difference as far as, you know, Shabbos, as far as Yom Laila is concerned, but it's very Laila, 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, and that's what's Negev, you know, for all intents and purposes, that's called Laila. So it's what it says, what does it mean, Mishnishka Chama? Pirish Hainir, Kisayfa Shkia, Tani Ben Ashmash is Kamar, Tachi Mashma, Hailish and Kibish Ben Tam, Saif Perkin. He said, Mishnishka Chama means Saif Shkia. Means Saif Shkia. So according to this, the Chayyim means 58 and a half minutes after Shkia, that's the Zman of Mishtishka Chama. In the Rambam they learn, you know, it's not the Farish in the Rambam, in the Rambam they learn that means Tchila Shkia. Emad li ganeres, dalet hem li ganeres, chanak akayb shetishka chama. El im shkiyasa lai makam lai magdim. So the Rambam they learn that means it's chila shkiyah. And the Rambam also says that mishetishka means it can't be before. Mishetishka means it can't be before. Now, the Rajba says that it could be before. The Rajb says it could be before. It doesn't have to be from Shkia. It can even be before Shkia. How that means that the Rajb Mishtishka Chama Ashtich Oregim Arashok Mistavra Glavi Kuvahi Loim Edekarid Mokhenim Ratz Lahadik Enim Adlik Tavata Yil Ratz Lahadik Madlik Samach Shkia Zachama Eke Pesume Nisa. Even before Shkia it's also good. It means Araya. It means a raya. But raya, hadlokas neshet chanukah be'erev Shabbos. Hakach machdim im chashecha. L'rab adam, b'shuli perkin, b'shishka chama, ben ashmoshes. He says the Rajba, obviously you could do it before Shkia. As long as hakilayin and Shabbos. Hakilayin and Shabbos. Vaseh tzinut ha'kama. No one said, don't say any Gemara, it's not the common, and every Shabbos you have to light early. Right? So that's in fact that every Hanukkah has a Shabbos, by definition, and we quick light even in Erev Shabbos, it must be that Shkia Zacham is lopped off, you light a little before. The question is, what's the Rambam going to do with the Rajma's Raya? What's the Rambam going to do with the Rajma's Raya? The Rambam says, Ram says that he can't light before Shkia. Misha Tishka Cham is Dafka. Dafka Mishtishka, not before. See, if the Rambam holds like a Ben Tam, then it's not Shver. If Ram holds, I couldn't find Ram this morning to look it up. I think it's the Ram Sheet anyway, though. If the Ram holds like a Ben Tam, that as far as Shabbos is concerned, we look at Saif Shkia. So then it's all good. Because the Rambam is telling me, Gabi Shabbos, when's Banish Moshes, it's Saif Shkia or Shkia Shnia, which is 58 and a half minutes after Shkia. That's the Shita Rambam. That's the Shita Ben Tam. If the Rambam by us is saying, when he says, Mishtishka Chama, he means Tchila Shkia, which is our sunset, so then the Rambam could afford to say that you can't do it before. What do you do by Shabbos? You have 58 and a half minutes to light. You know, you only have half hour to light, but yeah, as far as Shabbos is concerned, there's no problem at all. So again, as if you hold that Tishka Chama means the Shkias Chama, which is right before Ben Hashmashes. So then you're forced to say that Shkias Chama is Lavdachik even like before. But if you hold that Shkias Chama, if you hold that Shkias Chama is the first Shkia, and you hold that Ben Hashmash is by the second Shkia, so then it's not Muchach anymore. The Rashi is Taina that you can light before Shkia, because what you do by Shabbos, Teres and Shabbos is no different for the Rambam than any other day. Because every day you light in by Shkia Rishayna, and Ben Hashmash is not until Shkia Shneir. So therefore, there's no problem with the Rambam. That would be the simple. Simple Eitzah for the Rambam. Now, to say that it's a new takana, the Rambam doesn't tell me anywhere the Shabbos is a new takana. The Rambam should have to tell me that. Shabbos is a special takana. Elamai, it's mashma that Shabbos is no different. That would work out. The Rambam holds a brand time, and he learns that Shkia doesn't mean like the Ritva says, Saif Shkia. Shkia means Tchila Shkia. Now, the Shulchan Aruch is capacity. The aim of Ligan Aruchan and Kerem Shulchan Aruch Hama. Elam Soif Shkiyosa. Chama says Soif Shkiyosa. Loi Ma'achrim, Loi Ma'akdime. Zok Ma'am, what Soif Shkiyosa mean? So he says Soif Shkiyosa means Seis Echavim. Now, similar, we're saying in the Saif Shkia could mean the way Ben Tam Taisim Sachem says Saif Shkia means 58.5 minutes after Shkia, which is the beginning of Ben Hashmashes, not Seis Chavim. So Ben Tam Sachem calls Saif Shkia. What we call Shkia Shnia, he calls that Saif Shkia, and that's when Ben Hashmashes starts. Rambam is saying that Saif Shkia means Seis Chavim. You look at the Mishnah Berurah. So basically, so it comes out of really three possibilities. One is Seis. One is Soif Shkia, which is 58.5 minutes after Tchila Shkia. And then there's Tchila Shkia, or what we call sunset. So Mishnah Berurah also, quotes Magen Avraham. And says Chavim Shazam, Ivan Vishab and Ryan the base at Vikup Suminisa. Achmer Shabbos Magdini. Hinim, Chabbos was not a tour. It's really the Masham Ragamar, it's not like who should discuss Ham, Hainu Saishki. Abam is a Shabbos Shine, it's really the Kamasa Gamar who Athilashki. Athilashki is Shnia. Here be the second possibility that Thilash, what he calls. Shnia, that's the second possibility. That's what we call it from the Ran and the Rajba. Who Berach Rebbe Shah Mikai, 3.5 minutes before it says. I'm Berlacha, Lois and Nash and Nogim Spal Meir Bizman. And if people have Meir Bizman, after his Chavim, then they have a problem. Well, if the people of Machbet have Meir says Chavim, when you 72 minutes, so what they, and you hold that. The Dizman Adlaka is also 72 minutes, then you have a problem. Then you have a conflict. What do you do between Ma'ariv and Ner Chanukah? Because Chayra, Ner Chanukah, Ma'ariv is Tadir Shein Tadir Kaidah. So you have to daven first. It's also a Krishma, which is the Raisa. So you have to daven first. Then you're cutting clothes, then you're not lighting Ner Chanukah Bizman. He said, what they should do is, if you can daven Ma'ariv light, then you should take on the second shita, that you should light Chanukah lich by Tchila Shkia Shnia. Or, yeah, Chena Agra. Then Yaakov must follow because it's Tadr and it's also Krishna Dreis. Now, truth matter is, the Chajim I told you in the Rambam, L'chayra, the Machaber, is learning not like that. Someone want to learn down the Rambam, but the Machaber is learning not like that. Because the L'chayra, the Machaber is calling Lashon Rambam. Ain't looking at Chana Kayim Shetishka Chama. Elim, he just added one word, in Seif Shkiyasa. The L'chayra is calling the Rambam. Loi Machim, Loi Makdim, that's all that's Lashon Rambam. It means the Bezeris learned up in the Rambam, and the Rambam says Shkiyah, he means Seif Shkiyah. Then you have the problem. So when if it's magdimim, you have the Rabbi's kasha, and then you have to say b'daychuk that Erev Shabbos is a special takan. The question of the Gemara is, are these Tursim arguing or not? Gemara just thought, Maila because Sahadim Adlik, why did he allow the Gemadlik? You're not Mulishira. Gemara has two possibilities. What does it mean? Mishatishka Cham Ashtik Regal Mashuk. You allow the Gemadlik, that's his Manadlaka, or the Shira. Rashi the Shira, Shepa Shema Kishir, is that me, Wim Kaf Sain Zakla. You know, I was also saying that it doesn't mean cost stock. I mean that's the amount of oil that they have to put in. But if it blows out, it blows out. So the big question over here is, are they arguing that? Thesis seems to assume that they're arguing. Thesis says, I'm coming to Chavra Zman. I'm a repiris, the Eish Lizar, Lahadik Balayla, Miyad, Shloyach Yais Midai. I'm welcome to Micher. Yadik Mesafik. So what does he say? You should yesh lizar lahadik b'layla miyad. Shloyach yoyse midai. Now, since you don't have that much time to light, you should make sure you should light right away. But it's clear that it's zman l'chatchila. The whole half hour is Zman Chathchila. The only reason why you should make sure to lie right away is because you might mess up. But it's not that's an adlaka like in the Rambam. Like in the Rambam, so the Rambam says that you have to lie by Shkia, and only by the Eva can you lie until Tichloregum and Ashok. And tell you this before, that it's Dil Chathchila. Chathchila, you're allowed to light. Well, you're allowed to light. It's just that, meaning in the Tzad, that's a mitzvah, about you're allowed to lie until Tichloregum and Ashok. But there's a side cheshbin, the practical cheshbin, that you should light quickly in order that you shouldn't mess up, because you don't have that much time. M'chomokim enicher, enicha yadlik mesafik. Tamashani shnu yachrini. Here, Taisa says, agrees to the Rashba, that b'dieved, you know, both of them, not like the Ram. Again, the Ram said that after tichveg meshuk, you can't light anymore. So both Tais and the Rajba agree that you could light, but for different reasons. Tais, the Rajba said, because it's Mrs. Belila, it's also called Laila. And Mrs. Fila Rajba, it's done. It's just Dil Chathil to light till Tichlerg Mershul. But afterwards, Avad, you have to call Laila, you have all night to light. Tais also says that B'dyabed you could light, but he's saying for a different reason. So Taisvis, because there's Lashon Achrini. Which means that he's learning that the two truths are arguing. And it's the first teretz of says Iliadik Madlik. What does it mean? Ash Tichle Rego. That is the time when you have to light. And if he's after that time, you cannot light anymore. But so Taisvis, but there's another teretz in the Gemara. Inam Lishura. And Tais assumes that the Teretz of Shiura holds that there is no Zman Mugbol to light. The Zman that's mentioned in the Gemara is just a way of telling me how much oil you have to put in. It has to put in enough oil to burn from the Zman of Shkiyah till Tichla Regel. But there's nothing special about the Zman from Shkiyah till Tichla Regel. Be'etzim, L'chara. It's very interesting with Yitaisis. The Gemara, the second Tari says, no problem, you can buy it later. It's not being L'chadchila. It's not just B'diavid, L'chadchila, you can buy it later. Why? Because Misha Tishka, Shatichla is a Shiura. Which comes out very interesting. So what's the Gemara is just giving me an amount, how much oil? How does Gemara tell to me? The Gemara could have said a half hour. Instead, the Gemara says, it's a funny way of telling me, if it's just telling me a shir, it's not discussing that time, it's a funny way of telling me how much oil you need is pumped from Shkiyah Shichel, even though it's totally irrelevant. This particular time slot from Shkiyah till Tichla Regel is totally irrelevant, and it's not even as non lechatchila of Adlaka necessarily. Maybe Al Zrizin, but it's not. There's no special time to light from Shkiyah until Tichla Regel. It's just Shiur Taisus, and that's why you can even light later. Now, in the Rambam it's Mavur, or Mashma Kapanen, that he holds there is no Machlaikis in the Torah. No, he had Bechash the first day of the Gemara. After the first Teres of the Gemara, then that's the time even B'diavet. So he had Bechash that Shita. But the second Teres of the Gemara holds it's only Shura and there is no Zman. That's what it sounds like in Taisus. The Rambam is Mashma, there is no Machlaikis. Ram Machar brings down both sheep is in one breath. And that Mashmah is Safid. Ram Mashmah Mikra Din. Ram says, Ema Ligan Ez Chana Kaim Shishra Chama. Am Shiyasa Elim Shkiyasa. Lai Ma'achim Lai Ma'kdimim. Shokach Hei Hizid. Lai Hidlikam Shkiyasa Chama. Ma'adach Vahay Lachat Shikra Lai Ma'ashok. Kam Uzman Zeh. Ma'ay Chatsi Shah. Oy Yaisu. Over zman ze ein emad. And Ram said, "So she didn't shem v'ne. Kadesh she tia de leches for leches, ash tichlo regel menashu. Adlika b'kav zayin zalko. Nishu de leches achash kol regel menashu. And not for chabayis and tzal kais. So Ram is paskening both the shaynis. Ram is saying that mishatish chan ash tichlo is telling me two things. It's telling me that's the Zman when you're able to light, with the Eved. And it's also telling me that that's the amount of oil you have to put in, that I could, enough to light until Tichla Regel Manashuk. It says the Rambam, after that Zman, since that's the amount of oil you have to have, so after that Zman, you ought to put it out, or be misalik it.
So it'd be lechachila, according
to the Rambam, right away. Yeah. Ein makdimim v'ein ma'achrim. What? What the Rambam means here, Shaina, they have to lie at Mamash Ad Shkiyah, to the Rambam. That's why the Brisker is... I'm saying, you know, the Rambam is the Rambam Shkiyah Shkiyah, but I think the Brisker is because it is in the very makbid to lie at Ad Shkiyah, because it is Rambam. Agam that... We said before, it's not so pashtun, the Rambam means Shkiyah Rishayin and Shkiyah Shniyah. He made the Chesed works out better when the Raj was Kash, the Rambam was talking about Shkiyah Rishayin. But we say it was clear, the Rambam was talking about Batseis. When we come to the Mogan of Rambam. Hakamon is clear in the Rambam that there's no Machlaikis here. It's clear in the Rambam there's no Machlaikis. Now, this that Taisa said that you could, the Eved, you could light afterwards out the second Teretz. So the Ritva says something very interesting over here. It's very sorry to say. The Ritva, when he learns the Gemara, Ashtech Regal Manashok, the first has Ilay Adag Madlik, says the Ritva, Pirish, Aru Shir Bulchud, Makam Ve'elich Over Zmanai. Chazabal Chumas, Tani Mili, the end of Thais' relation with him. Say to be parts already. The reading there, the Ate, Lachish, Masayadli. The one way, Lona, Kerel, Bnebayas, Shemadlikim, Mifnim. Ain't hacker el of Nabayas. Yachal had the call Lila. That I'm the Shacha. If he per se, yes, the parish, doch come, you had the Madlik Bachutz, Ari Shaito. A boss Hachim, a Madlik el Bifnim. Says there it was. The Lidid who nami, Vade, Mishum, the Muslim, Ever, Kail, Shabim. When Niftim last the care of Loyal Nabayasai. Well, come on a minute, Mishaskan, Madlik al Shachanai. The Dayan. This Rabbi says a very, very excited the Ritva, which touches upon a very, very important and heated issue. And that is, whether, let's say, Bizmana Gemara, are Yates if you like Bifnim? Gemara says later, we supposed to light, Pesach Besim Bachutz. But the Gemara says, where's the Malka Madlaka? A Pesach Basin Bachutz. So the big question is, yet the Gemara turns around right there and says, B'shas Sakana, then Madlik V'Beisoy V'Dayay. So the question is the B'shas Sakana, the Madlik V'Beisoy a Nutakana? Even though they could Malka Madlaka is outside. And Batsim, you're not Yaitzim, but the Ever if you light inside, but special, then a special Het of B'Shas Sakana. Or no, Batsim, you light, you Yaitzim wherever you light. But then L'chadchila Mitzvah, so the Gemara says, the Mitzvah of Mufchur is light outside. But even Shas, even the time of the Gemara, Nerchan Mitzvah L'nichal Pesach Beitza. It's a Mitzvah. It's not necessarily a Ma'ak. That's the big question. And the Nafkamina really would. Is almost la halacha, because if let's say Luyitzur, you're in a situation where there's no problem to light outside, it's not a Shas Sakana anymore. So then the question is, are you Yaitse if you light inside? If we say, that Shas Takana is a special Takana. So that could be the only Takana of Shas Takana. But if it's not Shas Takana, then maybe not a light inside. Maybe not Yaitzim. It's a Bracha Latal if you light inside. So the Marshal, in Eretz Yisrael, where there's no problem lighting outside. So then, the big question is, are you Yaitzim if you light inside? Even b'di'evet, who's mash bracha latol, and even in America, it's not so pashut. In Cain, they should be able to light inside because in America also, but pashut is not a sakana depending on where you live. Even though sakana is not sakana, the fashis we'll see in the ritva, but you know it depends where you live. Lav dafka, you know, will necessarily cause problems. So. So what's this Ritva telling me? This Ritva seems to be telling me that it's only Dilek HaTchila. So Ritva says, what does it mean? Dilek Adlik Madlik Bachutz. But if you pass by this time, Avad you glide inside. Now, there was a Sefer Truma that Ritva quoted, and the Taisvis that says you glide inside. Taisvis only says it Bizman HaZeh. Asman hazeh, madlikim b'fnim, then you can light. Then it doesn't make a difference when you light. There's no shir of tish kama tzichlegem rasho. But b'zman ha'gemara, when you lit outside, then it could be b'di'evet. You only light if you lit outside. If you just saw taisvus, right? Taisvus says only because b'zman hazeh we light inside. It's mashma that b'zman ha'gemara you couldn't light inside. Taisvus mashma that b'zman ha'gemara. Then you're not yet inside. The Ritva says that Guf Bezmana Gemara, what the Gemara say, Idla Yadlik Madlik, outside. But past that time, there's no point in lighting outside, people aren't in the streets anymore. So therefore, but inside you could light. So it's important, and the Ritva says, what's his raya? His raya is. And then the Shas is Kani, colliding table of Daya. So what do we see from this Ritva? That the din of Shas Lakana is not a new takana, not a special takana. The Vorin Ritva, that Shas Lakani light inside, is just that if you can't light outside, then Hadda Likadina, that you can light inside, even Bizman Hagamar. That's what the Ritva seems to say about Yas. And L'chayra Azeh is Mavur and the Rajba as well. Because the Rajba in the Sugi before that we didn't learn, in the Sugi of Kafsa Zakakla. So the Rajba wants to be Machiach. I'm sorry, in the Sugi with Mutlash Tamash L'Aira. Which is way to Sugi Kafsa. It's Mutlash Tamash L'Aira. So the Rajba wants to bring a Raya that's Aslash Tamash L'Aira. What's the Rajba's Raya? In Allah we say Asla Shtamish Lawyer. What's the Raya? Oy nearly the Kark of Rabba Asla Shtamish Lawyer is like. I mean, look, come on. I'm a Rabba. Sheetly near Basin, near Hank and near Basin, Yadi, Mishum Shalom Basai. Remisa, the Mutla Shtamish Lawyer. Oysen near Achet, Oysen near Echet, Vairo, Kanuka. I'm Nicha Shon of Bidaya. Here a boy say, Raj is a big problem. Rav and Chachim on Beis says, Ner Beis and Ner Chanukah. Which one is other? You only have money for one candle. So the question is, if you can use it for Ner Shabbos, if you can use it for Ner Chanukah. For the Rajba, what? Why can't you have a cake and eat it too? Why can't you have a cake and eat it too? Light it for Ner Chanukah. You put it on your table, and you'll have light for Shabbos too. Why not? Elamai of the Rajba, it's Muchach. That also the Shtamish lawyer, so it doesn't help you. Once you make it in Ner Chanukah, it's also Shtamish lawyers, you can't use it for Shabbos. Now. When the Rajba asked the question that you should put on your table, so he says, "Menichah shchana medaya kederach sham b'shas lekana menichah shchana medaya." If you tell me that menichah shchana medaya is a special takana, right? Special takana b'shas lekana chazal masakim anu oifin of adlaka. Ikar adlaka is bachutz. If that's the case, then what's the Rajba's sushtel Mshasakana to every Shabbos where the guy wants to, he only has one candle and he wants to use it for Hanukkah and for Suda Shabbos? If mutlash tamish la'ira, then you have a problem. What's the whole? There's no conflict between Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. Why aren't Menichah Shachana v'dayoy like Kimay Shamina b'Shas Lakana? If Shas Lakana is Bash Lakana, then what gives the Rajba the license to extend it to a case where Stamzai you only have one candle, you want to use it for Shabbos? Elamai l'chayitz mukh in the Rajba, like we're saying in the Ritva, that the Shas Lakana is not a new takana. Shas Lakana is just saying that when you can't light outside, so you light inside, because Mikra din, even Mishas, even Mizmana Gemara, you're able to light inside. That's the Chayra. What's Mavur in this Raj? Now, all this is not like it's brought down in the Sefer Chanukah Megillah from Talmud of Biskarot. Forgot his name, and then couldn't find a Sefer this morning. That he brings down from the Biskarov. The Biskarov held that the Shas Takana, Madlika Mashachana Vidayoi, is a special Takana. And he got held that the Takana was more inclusive than just Shas Takana. Any Shas that he couldn't light, he light inside, but it's a special Takana to light inside. Meili said one time, and the Biskarov couldn't manage to light outside. It was too windy. And even with the box, I guess it was so windy they couldn't manage to light, which happens here sometimes. So he ended up lighting inside. When the winds died down, he went again and lit outside, because he held it was a special corner to light inside. The male, if it's only called Zman, you have the problem. But if Teich the Zman, the problem goes away, then you have to light outside. So clearly he held that it's not supposed to make a din yeretz b'fnim. Because if it's that make a din yeretz b'fnim, then once you lit inside, then there's no point in lighting it outside. You're ready yaitzeh. Once you become kind of the mitzvah. Can't do it again. So Elmai, it's clear that's what he's saying, is that especially takana, the shas takana. But samazah, you're not yaitzeh b'diavid, you're not yaitzeh inside. And therefore, you have to light outside. Shas Takana or Lav Davka Takana. Any other time when you can't light, Biskarov held that was Nichlam Takana, and Mela, you have to light it. Now, if we're Ma'ayin in the Ritva later on, the Ritva on Shas Takana, then things get a little sticky. And it's very difficult for me to have a clarkat in the Ritva. Shas Takana Menicha Al Shulchan Pirish Loisayv Davar Takanas Nefashis Lav Davar Takanas Nefashis Dim Kain Pshita Amitzna Se Lo Yehari Yisla Kama Mechol Dina Bitfilm, which was a big shadow, a huge shadow by itself. The din of that Bishas HaShmad, the din is Yehari Val Yavar, not only by the big three. So that's a big question. What about by mitzvah say? Is it also yehari val yavar? Shas HaShmad. That has more to do with the sugya on the Mem Tes about the famous story there with Elisha Baal Kanafayim. Everyone knows the story of Elisha Baal Kanafayim. He wore tefillin. It was a Shas HaShmad, and he wore tefillin, and they caught him and started chasing him. He took it off, and they asked him, "What do you have in your hand?" And he said, "It was a dove." And he opened his hand and the Echanami flew away. So the question over there is, the Rishayim deal with is Mamonavshah. If it was Shas HaShmad and the din is Yehar Gval Yavar, that's why he wore the film Chatchila, so why did he take it off? If Shas HaShmad, Yinam Chuyiv, you're allowed to wear it to fill him. Sorry, you're mechuyev to wear it. Elmer would tell me that he's not mechuyev to wear it to fill him. So why did he wear it to fill him? And what happened did he have to wear it to fill him? That's the big discussion of Shayim. Some Shayim say, like upon him, what they get to us is that for Bitla say, you're not mechuyev to be meis nefesh. Bitla say, not mechuyev to be meis nefesh. That's what over here is going. That's why. But Elisha, the reason why he wore it, because he was a Gadol Hadar, and people look up to him, so but he has a heter to put himself in Sakana, even though he's not mechuyev to put himself in sakana. And that's obviously the meimei of light. That's why he took it off, because he wasn't mechuyev to put himself in sakana, but he wanted to wear it anyway. Which is the whole shayla by itself. Each of these points is huge discussions, but that's not for now. So now, so that's in fact. So the boss says, sakana is lav dafka. I feel sakana saroi eva. My bitzarfas. Right? Some friends, they didn't light outside. Why? Because sakana tsara eva, the guy with chepper, the guy would bother you. Tsara eva would cause eva if they see, you know, Jews lighting. So therefore, they didn't light. Now, so when the Rav says, akarchach shas sakana is lav dafka sakana nefashes. Because if it's a kind of fascist, then it's pashit. It's not yarva yavu. Of course, you're not mukhlit light outside. So now you can ask a question. So maybe the chiddush of Gemara is manich al shulchan evidaya. Right? Maybe the chiddush of Gemara is manich al shulchan evidaya. No, the vada shas lekana. Remember this. Why am I telling you to mash kind of fascist? Right? What's the chiddush? Of course, you're not mechuyev to ma'aseh nefesh. Teretz is, you're right, not mechuyev to ma'aseh nefesh. But maybe b'shas lekana. The Gemara didn't tell me b'shas lekana manichal shekana v'daya. I don't think b'shas lekana you don't light, period. Maybe b'shas lekana you don't light, period. B'shas lekana, you're right, you're not mechuyev to ma'aseh nefesh. Maybe you don't light, period. Why would I automatically know that b'shas sakanas nefashas you light inside? Why would I know that automatically? You're right. Now I'm going to light nefesh. You don't light outside. How do I know you light inside? Maybe that's maybe the point of the Gemara is not that b'shas sakanas you don't have to light outside. Maybe the point of the Gemara is that b'shas sakanas you're able to light inside. Elamai l'chayra. This part of the advice, at least, is going to l'shtasa. Ishtasa by us. Because the Nidva by us said that even Bizman of Gemara, Iloyadag Madlik means if you didn't light by Tichla Regel, you can't light anymore outside, but you could light inside. And the way we explain it means that Mitzad Vikra Takana, then lighting outside is just a Chatchila. But about the B'diav, you can light inside even Bizman of Gemara. So if that's true, and I come to, I also come to Shas Sakana, Shas Pekuch Nefesh, Sakana Snefashis, I ask myself, what do I do? So I tell myself, oh, it's a Sugim Imam test that says, Imam Chuyit Imaisa Nefesh, for Mitzvah say. Okay, now, so what do I do? Do I not light or do I light inside? The answer is, plus you light inside. Because even if not a Gemara, you know, when you can't light outside, you light inside. Like, after Chuyit Imaisa, you light inside. So over here also, when Shas Sakana, about you light inside. So the beginning of that Ritva again is Muchach L'chayra. Like we're saying from the Ritva, by us, even is Mana Gemara, but they have a declined inside. Now, the question is, this is what bothers me, the ice sphere of the Ritva. The Ritva and Zov, L'fika Chayayim Memari Rav, but once he established that Sakan is Lav Dafka, yes, and even Sakana's Eva. So then he says, "Shekshenoy shiv ruach sheyash lahad b'chutz madliga b'fnim b'beisoy." What's going on? The fikach. Now that I've established that Sakana's lav dafka. Now, Rabbi, I want you to know I have a gemara to the chiddush. Let's say in the Biskarov story, it was too windy; you couldn't light outside. So then you light inside. Big news, Rabbi Isai. Big news? This is old news. This is the Rabbi Yos. The Rabbi says, "Lachash tichla regel manashuk." You light inside. Is that a special takana? Is that a chiddush? Lachash tichla regel light inside. No. If it's true, it's not because it's a chiddush. It's not a product. It's not a product of the din of Shas Lakana, the Torah just brought a riot from Shas Lakana by us. We see from Shas Lakana the Klai inside. So you see that inside is also Makam Adlaka. The mail of it's past the Chloregel, we can't light outside, so you light inside. Now, if I ask you, if it's so windy outside, they can't light outside. So what do? You light inside. Pasha, you light inside, right? Says the Dva, Lefikach. Since I've just established for you that it's Pasha, the Amachuk light outside when it's Kanas Pashas. But even when it's just the Kanas Evo, so Kanas Tsar, you're also Mechuyiv. You're also not mechuyik light outside. Oh, now you know what Rabbi say. Memela, now I'll tell you chiddush. That even if it's too windy, it's eefsher. She-eefsher, doesn't say eefsher. Not that it's hard to light outside. She-eefsher la'avik b'chutz. Then you mablik him b'fnim. For that you need the Gemara b'shasa. Can't I tell you that? Mefikach. And if Shas Lakana only meant Sakanas Nefashis, but Sakanas Eva, you mechuyik light outside, so then what? Then you won't light inside when you can't light outside? According to Ritva, Medina the Gemara, you light inside. So what's the Lefikach in the Ritva? Sarachi and Gadol. Sarachi and Gadol. If someone can help me out, I appreciate it. But Sarachi and Gadol, what's the Lefikach? What's the Lefikach in the Ritva? Now, la locha. This, I said, this is a very big issue. Got a, especially in Israel, we could light outside, and there, in Chutzlars, the minute became light inside. That's the truth. Matter is, the Rishayim were all very bothered. And I guess there were certain tkufis that Batsmi could have lit outside, and still in Chutzlars, the people always lit inside. So the Azrua, the Baal Iter, Sefer El Mayer, the Beit Eisi brings down, they all grapple with the issue, how come we're not lighting outside? And the Azrua kind of says, if you could light outside, you should light outside. But they say that since it was Shasakana, that's why they lit inside. And then somehow that remained. But they're not very happy there. It was just like, if you could light outside, could you light outside? So Rabbi Yashiv is very machbid about lighting outside. So again, without getting into the shailas of whether the our stairwells have a din of a chutz or not. If we have time, we'll get to that also. But so then, whether it's called the doors of our houses are called pesachabayich, pesachchutzer. As far as b'ikaron, we could light outside, assuming that lighting outside is considered the Pesach HaBayis that the Gemara talks about, Pesach Chatzar. So then, Rabbi Yashiv is very makpid that you should light outside. So even though some Sefer Loshen that he holds that it's a Baruch HaTol if you light inside, it's not in the Sefer Shuas Yitzchak, and the Rav Darzi, he's down the Shari Lubav Richus, and he quotes from Yashiv that he says, lighting outside is Daicha every Hiddur. Every hiddur, even the hiddur of Ner Shabesa, Ner Cholachad Ve'echad, even the hiddur of Shemin instead of a wax candle, and it's like any hiddur, even this hiddur of Mitzvah Bayez and Mishluchai, the hiddur of Mitzvah Bayez and Mishluchai, it's like, that's outside the marshal, Fir B'yashiv, right? There's nine of place for everyone to light. So you know, you should start with Bepruta. Mishtata v'pruta. Seems like you're not having the mahadrin, nelech lecha ve'echad, pashtas. And you're not having your mitzvahs and mishluchai. All these things. Still, Rabbi Asher says that the inyan of lighting outside is so chamur that it's daicha all the durim. So he's going. That Batsam. He goes so close to say that you're not yaitza inside. Because he has a chash that you're not yaitza inside. Because he has a chash that when he wears a chash lakana, it's a special lakana of chash lakana. If you don't have that, then you're not yaitza inside. Therefore, he says that this is more like in line with the Biskarov, that chash lakana is a new taina. But the chayr from the Rajman Ridfa, we're not like that. Even though, from what I understood, people saying Bishmai, he learned the Rajba, maybe not like we're learning. I think he understood in the Rajba, also as a special Akana, but the Rajba, also the Akana is not only Shasta Akana, it's even other things, which is very fair to say that. If you say that it's a Takana, and we can't light outside, light inside, so when you say that the guy only has one there, and Louis Tzur didn't be Mutl Shtamash La'eri, should light inside and use it for Shabbos candles also. That's Nichlon in the Shas Nakana. Then when I say the Shas Nakana is Kailo, Eva, and Sar, right? But to say that the Nutakana of Shas Nakana is Kailo, when I only have one candle and I want to be able to light the Shabbos candles, and the Chanuk, if Louis Tzur didn't be that Mutl Shtamash La'eri, that's Nichlon Takana also. That's certainly very dochuk to say that. That's the Rajah means. So therefore, chayr pashup shan the Rajah. What the Rajah bringing from Shas Lakana, Adra, what the Rajah is showing is they see the Shas Lakana is lav dafka, and the point is that that's mikviyayitz inside. Shas Lakana is just saying that since you can't light outside, so then the chatchilish light inside. But that's the din that even bismar gemara, the emissin you can light inside.